My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
You might not have a starter on your defensive line as we head to training camp. We're going to look at the defensive side of the ball as we've done roster inventory the last several days. Finished up the offense last week. Now we're looking at the defensive side of the ball. Going to do defensive line today, linebackers tomorrow, and then the secondary on Wednesday before we get to training camp. On Thursday, get out there to Oxnard, ready to rock, ready to party. Any interests as we head into Oxnard week? Anything that we're like particularly got our eye on?
Yeah, what dinner place we're picking for the group outing?
This is supposed to be your job, right?
I'll take care of it. I need a head count. I need to set up a group chat, get a head count going.
What type of food are you looking at? Because you can't eat marinara anymore, right? So we're ruling out Italian.
I can't. I think it's one where it's like the preservatives and stuff. If it's fresh, I could probably eat it. I know, we're thinking of a little cantina action, I think.
Okay, cool. As long as the alcohol's flowing, I'm good. I'm ready to go. By the way, I don't know, should I even say this? It's probably gonna sound bad, but I did finish off the very last of those 3 bottles you gave me yesterday.
Okay.
God, that's quick.
Well, how long ago was it?
End of June. So 3 weeks for 3 bottles.
Oh. That is a lot.
It's not quick because of the amount of alcohol to me. It's quick because of the cost of the alcohol. Like, those are ones you say.
But I enjoyed them. I wasn't just shooting them.
What does Rogers call it? How many fingers, knuckles? Right, yeah. Oh, I mean, knuckles did you take? Fingers did you take?
Yeah.
How many are you? How many are you taking down? Are you taking on 2 fingers, 3 fingers?
I don't judge it by fingers. I don't ask myself how many fingers am I taking. Yeah, I instead
like this, 3 fingers like this or 4 fingers.
Yeah, probably.
That's what they say.
It is. It really.
That's
is.
What it is.
It really
is. Yeah. Well, how many do you think he takes,
Bobby?
Yeah. Oh,
Bobby.
Was this before or after I drank?
But Bobby easily can handle 3 fingers.
Okay, so a 3-finger pour.
After I've had 2 fingers, after I've drank the 2.
So you probably take 2-3 fingers.
I don't know. It's probably like, so when I take one of those.
You take 3 and 3.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, typically. That's exactly how it goes.
I do think of that, unfortunately, every time I pour, I think of that freaking Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
I'm like, is this 2 fingers this or 3 fingers?
No, honestly, I've got a glass that I use, a rocks glass, that it's just, there's little, it's like little square designs on the side, and so I just pour up to one of those lines. So typically it's like, is it a square, is it 2 square, or something like that.
Now, are you chugging these?
No.
Okay.
I was chugging a little bit of the Belfour, but otherwise, no. I was just having drinks. Okay, the defensive line for the Cowboys this year looks wildly different in the sense that that's been a position group.
Bro,
that,
don't do that after we just had that conversation.
I'm sorry. I'm just
put your leg all the way on top of the table, stretching after we just had that discussion.
Got them all worked up now. we've got the defensive line has generally over the last several years been one of the deeper positions on the team, that every year it feels like they've got multiple guys who, all right, if D-Law goes down or if they have an injury here, they've got a competent edge rusher to step in and start. Dorrance Armstrong. Randy Gregory didn't start a lot of times, but Randy Gregory, if he could step in and start, like, you'd get that there. When they've had Robert Quinn, or in recent years when they had, gosh, why am I blanking on his name? Dante Fowler. Dante Fowler was a guy who could be a starter in some, on some teams and in some situations, and you were having him come in and do situational pass rushing. So they had Jonathan Hankins last year on their defensive line. Oso Odighizuwa. They had a lot of depth along the defensive line years past. They lost a lot of it this year, and they didn't do a ton to replace it, obviously, in free agency. Mm-hmm. And the guys they drafted, Marshawn Kneeland was the second-round pick. That's a higher investment. But Marshawn Kneeland is a bit raw. Like, he's still coming along a little bit. There's probably going to be a learning curve there, as there often is with defensive linemen. So you're going to have a little bit of that. And then the other guy that they drafted was a seventh-round pick, a defensive tackle, Justin Rogers from Auburn. Justin Rogers has one of the better chances of any rookie in this class to start on this football team. This is their defensive tackle group. I know people have talked about, they need to get stronger there. I don't know if people realize exactly how no-name it is. You've got Oso Odighizuwa, who is a three technique. Great, okay. Solidifies that. That holds that down. This is the rest of their defensive tackle group. Mazi Smith. Tons of questions there. Justin Rogers, who I just mentioned.
Never heard of him before that.
Carl Davis.
Or Carlton Davis.
Denzel Daxon.
Nope. For real? Are you making that name up to trick us?
No. That is their entire defensive tackle group on the roster right now. Every year, it feels like, when we get to the
Where's Hankins?
Where did he go? I can't remember where he went. He went off to, I want to say it was the Raiders, but I know
Seattle.
That's not right. Seattle. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he went with Adden Dirty. So they've lost all of their defensive tackle depth, a lot of their defensive end depth. They've got Sam Williams, DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons, obviously, but the rest of the defensive end group is Junior Fajoko, fourth-round pick last year, who didn't play at all. Chauncey Golston, who has been kind of a tweener inside-outside that they haven't been able to figure out what they want to do with him consistently. Darrell Johnson from Liberty, who is a practice squad guy. Kneeland, who we just mentioned. Tyrus Wheat, second-year player from Mississippi State. And then Sam Williams. This is your two guys that you've had the last couple years that you picked that you either had growing pains with or off-field issues with. They need massive performances and a big-time training camp from Sam Williams to give them realistic depth on the edge, and Mazi Smith to make sure that they're solid at defensive tackle.
That was a great G-bag question the other day. Who gets more sacks this year, Sam Williams or Tank?
Yeah, that was my question that I asked Brian on Love of the Star, and then he turned it out, I guess.
Oh! I would guess. Way to bring it to our show first.
All right. I would guess Tank. I don't know why.
It was Sam Williams last year.
I guess I don't know why I would guess Tank, but
because he's more of a known name.
Maybe, yeah.
Here's the only issue with Sam Williams.
Oh, the only?
The only issue with potentially him getting enough reps to be able to be out there and get those sacks. No matter how thin the edge rusher group is, and maybe this is negligence, or you might feel it's negligence. No matter how thin the pass rush group is out there, if he has his stupid penalties, if he does dumb stuff,
yeah,
Zimmer will not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Play him.
What are the
Zimmer doesn't play Zimmer does not play dumb players.
What are the differences going to be with what Mike Zimmer asks the D-line to do, of anything, versus Quinn?
I don't think a lot is going to be different on the defense. It's going to be more the secondary. The secondary, you're going to see a lot more changes because of everything that when you see busts in coverage in Quinn's defense, that'll give you some pause, and we'll get into it on Wednesday a little bit. That'll give you some pause when you see exactly how much Zimmer likes to disguise pre and post snap. I mean, they gave Justin Jefferson, or not Justin Jefferson, they've given fits to just various receivers over the years because the way that Zimmer plays defense. Julio Jones used to have a hell of a time against Zimmer because they would do stuff like, you've got a corner on him in press man looking like he's covering this, and then at the snap of the ball, it's a complete switch where it's the safety's coming up to play corner, the corner's dropping back to play the deep middle, and it's just, you're asked to cover a lot of ground, you're asked to know where you're supposed to be at all times. It can cause a lot of confusion. Defensive line's not going to be as much of a problem, I don't think. The incorporation of the double A gap blitzes, which is where they have two linebackers or a safety and a linebacker or different
Muggin,
guys like that.
Muggin'.
They're standing over each side of the center. And they're just preparing to rush. And those sort of things, those sort of communications, twists, stunts, they're going to have to deal with on the defensive line. But I think that this is Sam Williams, to me, if he continues to have issues with after play penalties or has some sort of problems off the field or is late for practice or whatever is there, if you start having those issues stack up, Zimmer's just not going to play him. And Zimmer will, you know, just say, no, I'm not going to have undisciplined football players out here. I'll make sure that that's not happening. I mean, he's got a history of doing that at just about every stop that he's been at. If you're reckless, you're undisciplined, he'll sit you. If Micah Parsons is reckless and undisciplined at times, he will sit Micah. Like, that's it. That's something that'll happen. And so it's going to be absolutely critical for Sam Williams, just for their depth at defensive end, absolutely critical that Sam Williams doesn't have the same sort of mistakes that we've seen over the first couple years here, where it feels so reliable that he's going to have some sort of, he'll make a big splash play, but then, oh, it's a 15-yard penalty on the next drive.
Yeah.
Or, oh, he's jumping off sides. Or, oh, it's a late hit that had no business engaging in it. So big training camp for Sam Williams. Big thing to determine Sam Williams' future, I think, in terms of within this defense, is how he interacts with Mike Zimmer. But Mozzie Smith is going to be the other one. And Mozzie Smith, because of the shoulder surgery, he missed like all of their OTAs. He missed their OTAs.
That's good.
He missed their mini camp.
Did he get the stuff out of his, what'd you say?
Did he lose like 400 pounds?
He lost 40.
And his storage wars locker.
Did he get that back?
He did not. He lost 40 pounds over the course of last season, which they drafted him to be a giant run stuffer in the middle, and by the time the season was over, he was under 300 pounds after being drafted at like 335. So this year, Zimmer's talked about during the offseason, need him to get his weight up. He's up a little bit, and whenever anybody said, well, what weight do you want to see him at? He's like, yeah, I'm not talking about that with you guys, and I'm just not going to tell you, because I don't think he wants necessarily constant questions about, is he making weight? Is he here? Because that became a talking point at the end of last season that the Cowboys had to deal with. I think it's something that Zimmer wants to internally hold him accountable for, have standards for, but they need him to be ready to go immediately to be their starting one technique. Because if he's not ready to go, Justin Rogers, their seventh round pick from Auburn, he might be your starting one technique defensive tackle because they have no other options. In years past, they've gotten into training camp and gone, oh man, we don't have a good enough safety group. Go sign Malik Hooker. Oh man, the linebacker group's not good enough. We need to go out and get Anthony Barr. If you're looking for a position where they enter training camp and two practices into it, we could be sitting out there and hearing breaking news that they've signed somebody, it'll be defensive tackle because if Mozzie's not ready to perform, they might not have a single one technique that they feel like can play snaps, not just start, play snaps on the team.
It's just crazy how if you just moved here, in March and never followed football before, you would think that we're talking about a 6-11 team.
Every year.
No, you would particularly this offseason.
Right, but you would think that you were talking about one that just has been 6-11 for years and years, because that's how depressed we are.
Because, I mean,
like, running back, problem. Yep. Offensive line, worry. That was not a positive defensive line preview. Mm-mm. Linebacker, forever. Quarterback situation. What about number three, wideout? We're talking about them like a, you know, that's the feel. I'm not blaming.
On defense, you'll see a theme this week. They have starters. You feel pretty good about their starters pretty much across the board on defense. They have no depth this year. They lost all that depth in free agency and did not do a lot to replenish it. That's where they really cost themselves. Pie. Yeah. I mean, look, that's what happens when Dak wants his 60. Selfish Dak. That's what it is. Thanks a lot, Dak.
All right, there it is. B-Low, the belt, with our first show from Oxnard, California, Thursday morning on the home of America's team. RJ Choppy says, don't be giving up on the Rangers making the playoffs yet. We got some baseball diamond Cavs to kick off the final hour of the Monday edition after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.